I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Sheila Holm, talking about identity theft. But we're going to take a pause for just a couple of minutes here. I'm going to talk about the Ed and Elaine Brown debacle. And I know, Sheila, you're aware of this situation. Have you been following it?
Not heavily, but I have been aware of it.
Okay. All right. So I was just John Stadtmuller walked into the broadcasting booth here a few minutes ago, and he informed me that the feds are indeed back on the property. He got a telephone call from Ed Brown, who evidently borrowed a cell phone from a friend. His phone lines have been cut, his internet connection has been cut, their power lines have been cut, and their cell phones have been cut. So that's
Since
what
they
I
were just on the program?
Yeah, these are people that I'm just handing another report here. Oh, okay. These are people who have a show on the network just prior to the start of my show. Yes, and we have them on there every day because they're under siege right now by the Fed. They've been on their property. It's a long story. Okay, they were in a tax trial and they were convicted of tax crimes which are basically non-existent. Okay, and Ed Brown basically he walked out of the trial. And they convicted him in absentia. Now, there's a lot of hype going on about this, and I want to tell the listeners out there, I've been thinking this through. I've been praying for Ed and Elaine Brown, and, you know, right now, I'll give you a quick synopsis. Ed Brown was convicted in absentia because he walked. He walked out of a trial, mid-trial. His wife stayed, and they were convicted to – they were sentenced. I mean, he walked out. His wife was ordered by Judge McAuliffe to to stay with her son and wear an ankle bracelet until such time as they were sentenced. Now, she did that for about a month and 4 days, and she cut the ankle bracelet and went home to be with her husband. Now, that was back, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago. They were sentenced in absentia for 5 and 6 years. Now, I don't remember which one got which. And Ed elected at some point just not to deal with the court system, the attorneys anymore. They elected not to file an appeal. Now, what I understand from Ed, hearing him talk, and I had him on the show, I did his show last week, Judge McAuliffe filed an appeal for them. It was obviously their legal right to do. Now, why did he do that? Well, the only reason you file an appeal is if there is the chance that you can get the conviction overturned on some technicality. The cost to file that appeal was $400 and some odd, which Ed Brown refused to pay. The timeline for the payment of that for that appeal expired on June the 6th, and then incidentally, this incident of them coming onto the property and serving the warrant on their commercial business occurred on June the 7th. Now, I want to tell all the listeners out there, there's been a lot of hype going on here. There's been a lot of, ratcheting up emotions and so forth. And I want to talk to all the feds that are out there listening, all the marshals, all the FBI agents and so forth, okay, because I know you're listening. We get reports that you're listening. I have a solution. I think I have a solution to this problem. I am not an attorney, but I will tell you this. Okay, that this is not a good situation for the Patriot Movement. It certainly isn't a good situation for Ed and Elaine Brown, and it's not a good situation for the government to be in. So, with that in mind, I would suggest that the feds that are listening here contact the Department of Justice and Defense. All right, I got to hold that thought because I got to go to a break, and I'll finish my thought when I get back. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I'm going to tell you what my solution is. Stick with me. Don't go away.
Online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I wanted to take a few minutes here. And by the way, I want to get your input, as you know, from what you can, what you can input about this, Sheila. But you know, in my experience, I have seen cases where the convictions are overturned for one reason or another. And we've got a situation here where Ed and Elaine Brown are sitting there, by their own admission, ready to die because they are not coming out. We have got patriots that are all up in arms, and we've got a number of different people out there, some talk show hosts that are talking about, and they're ratcheting up the emotions of some of the patriots out there. And we also have a government. We have a government that is in a quandary. They're in a kind of a catch-22 is about what to do. And I look at the solution to the problem, and I look at a plausible solution in my mind, folks. And again, I want to clarify, I'm not an attorney. Okay, and you know, I don't know if this is possible. However, I have seen this happen in the past. What is the problem with contacting the DOJ, the defense, to review all the transcripts from the trial, recommend that the convictions be overturned on any number of technicalities, and start from scratch? Okay, now we know that there are mistakes that have been made in that trial. We know that because Judge McAuliffe has filed an appeal on behalf of the Browns, even though they refused to do so. So, and since we also know that the DOJ can indict a ham sandwich, it allows both sides to stand back, take a deep breath, and diffuse what may turn into a very ugly situation for everyone concerned, government and patriots alike. to, in my mind, it's a plausible solution to both parties without losing face. Everybody can sit back, take a deep breath. The government can back off without losing face, start from scratch if they want to. Okay. The Browns can relax because they've all left the premises. I understand they're on the premises right now, you know, sneaking around under bushes, whatever they're doing. Okay. But the bottom line is this is a lose-lose situation for everybody concerned. That's my solution, folks. I think it's a workable solution. I've seen cases that have been overturned before, and there is no reason why we can't do it in this incident, and the government can walk away from this whole thing saving face. Now, if there is a way to do that, and I implore all the feds out there, go to the Department of Justice and suggest that to them if they haven't already been talking about that around the table. Sheila, your thoughts?
I'm not an attorney, but federal mediation comes to mind. I think they all need to back off, and the judge that is also trying to help them with an appeal, I think, can help them as a witness within federal mediation. I think they need to provide it by videotape and make it available on the Internet to all citizens to view. I think we need to open this whole thing up and get it resolved, because it's not the Browns. This is an issue in this nation. And why this hasn't been made public, I do not know. But what comes to my mind, and again, I'm not an attorney either. I know a really good attorney who's really good on appeal issues. Criminal attorney, don't know if he could help in this area, but I think they need federal mediation. And I think they need to set everything aside until it can get to federal mediation, because this is starting to sound just exactly like what happened in Texas.
Right. This is we're trying to prevent another Waco here.
Yeah.
And yes, that, you know, they are. I mean, there was an incident the other day where the feds showed up. Now, they had armored vehicles. They had they blocked off the roads and evacuated the residences for a mile around. And they they attest that all they were doing was going to serve a warrant on their commercial premises. Well, a gentleman was out walking his dog. A friend that was staying with him went out and walked his dog early in the morning, and he was literally fired at. Not fired over his head, fired at, and he heard the bullets whiz by his ear. Mm-hmm. They detained this gentleman, okay, and with the amount of heavy equipment, heavy armor that they had there, it looks very strongly like they were going to move in, and the attempt was thwarted for whatever the reason. But the bottom line is this, okay, again, we've got a lot of patriots out there that are really up in arms about this, and they're ready to take up their arms and move to Plainfield, New Hampshire. That's not the answer, because George Bush signed a presidential order on May the 9th allowing it to be easier for him to declare martial law, and this may be the incident that they want to pull this off. So the smartest thing for everybody concerned is to let the, you know, the legal profession or the prosecutor, I mean, take a deep breath, take a look at this thing and say, well, wait a minute. You know, obviously if the government doesn't move in, they're going to look bad. But if they can overturn this on a technicality and start from scratch, or, you know, let it die like I've seen them do before, then everybody wins. Nobody loses. Okay? And they can all
can
walk.
Can this judge not call the federal judge? He must be a federal judge.
He is a federal judge. As a matter of fact, it's the same.
He's on their side about this. Can he not make a phone call?
No, it's not like he's on their side about it. He's the judge. He was the residing judge over the case.
Right.
And there was, you know, they have an appeals process. He's the one that convicted him, or the jury convicted him in absentia. Judge McAuliffe is the one that sentenced him to 5 years in prison in absentia because Ed Brown wasn't there. Okay, but the appeal process, evidently, in this particular case, they had up to a certain amount of time to file an appeal. They elected to not file the appeal, and Judge McAuliffe did it for them.
Okay.
Now, there's a cost that goes along with that of $400 and some odd, and Ed Brown decided not to pay the $400, and his deadline to pay the money was on the 6th of June. Well, coincidentally, on the 7th of June is when this incident happened last Thursday, where all these feds moved in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's all I'm saying is that, you know, something needs to happen here. This can get, you know, like Waco, this can get to be a very ugly situation. And in my mind, it's easily remedied if the government would just back up for a moment, because they're the ones with all the tools. They're the ones with all the guns. They're the ones that under all of their color of law that they can do everything they want to do. They don't have to do this. You see? So that's all I have to say about that, okay, for the moment, unless there's another update. But I wanted to get – let's get back to this identity theft thing. I was handed –
Well, this may be the time to share what happened to me and how all this started, because everybody could – there was a question, well, how did you change Social Security numbers? It's not legal to do. It wasn't my choice.
Okay.
I was bringing the Superior Court judges to justice, and I don't think we talked about how all of this started for me. I all of this was happening to me before identity theft was a recognized crime. So what was happening is there were scenes happening, there were decisions being made behind the scenes with money exchanging hands. and businesses were being impacted in San Diego. And what I ended up doing, unbeknownst to me, I was just trying to prove to my family in the Midwest that I hadn't done anything illegal or anything wrong. And what ended up happening is I brought Superior Court judges to justice, and they actually served prison terms.
Really?
And then after the fourth Social Security number change, which was, I was told to do the third one at the time of when they were coming up on charges, and I didn't do it until my credit was destroyed again, and that's why I know the two-year pattern. But after the fourth Social Security number changed, the fraud continued, and then I had to bring the felony fraud DA up on felony fraud charges. Finally got him arrested and then convicted of felony fraud. So that's behind this whole process also. But the joke was, in 93, when I went on to the second Social Security number change, they'd had 7,000 cases where people had destroyed people's credit, and it wasn't the citizen that had done it, that they had proven to the legal authorities that 7,000 cases had taken place. By 95, when they said someone was using a driver's license to get those cars and cars and Toyota and et cetera, and that I needed to change Social Security number and driver's license number, at that point they said there were 70,000 cases that had been reported. And by 97, when they insisted that I change again, there were nearly 700,000 cases that had been reported. And by 98, when I had no other option and I went ahead and changed, there were nearly 1 million citizens that had been impacted by this. And I refused to go on to a fifth Social Security number, but by 2002, there were 2001, 4.5 million people, and that's when the penal codes were assigned, so that there was actually a criminal thing you could file against someone. This is what citizens didn't even know, was that the reason why we couldn't even file it as a crime is that there was no law on the books that said it was illegal to use your identity. So I said, why does it have to be a specific law? And that has still not made any sense to me. Fraud is fraud, and they should have been arrested on fraud charges, and they should have been dealt with because they were committing a fraud crime.
Well, that's another red flag to me, because when they say, well, you know, there's no crimes being committed, there's no law on the books, you know.
About again, identity. Sense.
Right. And but think about this for a minute. But fraud is fraud. OK, so the question that comes to my mind, and this is my conspiratorial attitude, again, is who's behind this, for crying out loud? Why are they allowing this to continue when, yes, there is a law against fraud, but they're saying, well, there is no law on the books, so, you know, we can't do this. And so they have to, there's another act that has to go into place.
It's just like the immigration bill that's coming forward, or that has been coming forward, that they say is plateaued. However, I saw some interviews with Ted Kennedy standing in the background, and they're really sorry for what happened and the disagreements that one day, and it looks like it's not going to be just shelved. But anyway, in this immigration law coming forward, they're looking at fining these people $5,000 fine paid to the government. It's not the government that was devastated by this crime. It's the citizen that
right.
had that Social Security number. Now, they're not arresting. When I came out with the Talking Points memo in 2003, and I sent a copy into the station, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it, but in the Talking Points memo, I put in there, because it's been so costly to me to research all of this and prove to my family and friends that I'm legitimate and I didn't do anything illegal, and I'm really trying to just live my life out here. But it's been happening in California, especially I'm right by the border. It's been happening so much quicker here, and we're experiencing it so much more. There are rare instances where you can go into businesses that people are speaking English if they're in customer service. That's where we are in Southern California.
Oh, well, it's not just Southern California. I mean, I came from Phoenix, Arizona just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's all over the place. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you, and there's been on numerous occasions, you know, and I have to admit that I'm a fast food, you know, junkie when I'm busy, you know, and I'll pull into a drive up window and I can't even understand these people.
And they can't make change.
Oh,
you're trying, to make change. And I called the supervisor forward in San Clemente on my way to Los Angeles the other day, and the supervisor couldn't make sense of it either. So she just started handing me $1 bills. I said, what are you doing? And she said, change, you want change. And I had exact change all figured out, but I needed quarters in order to get through the toll on the 73 highway going to Los Angeles. So I was just trying to get a stack of quarters is what I was trying to do, and she kept handing me dollar bills. I'm like, I can't believe she's doing this to me.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, I had Charlotte Iserby on my show last week, and the reason I brought her on the show is I went down to a Whataburger to order a hamburger for crying out. And you know, on the
yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. There's the music. Okay, we'll be back in three. Hold that thought. I had a Whataburger, okay?
Okay, all right. I'll remember.
Remember my Whataburger. We'll
I
be back in three.
I love those things. My brother's in San Antonio. They're good.
Okay, well, be right back. Stick with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here, and I've got my guest Sheila Holm talking about identity theft. Real quick, Whataburger, the guy standing at the register. You know they've got pictures on the buttons. You don't even have to know how much it is. Okay, all you have to do is press the button, Sheila. And this guy couldn't even find the button.
Right.
He had to get the manager to find the button and to count the change. And I'm thinking, what are you even doing, putting this gentleman in a position of, you know, passing it? If I were a business owner and I was concerned about the money that I was taking in or in this case, giving out, I wouldn't even have him there. You know, it makes no sense to me. But anyway, let's take a call. You want to, real quick?
Sure.
Let's go to Jeff from Missouri. Jeff, you're on with Michael and Sheila. Go ahead.
You know what? I really enjoy your program, sir. I think it's probably one of the best ones on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. I'll send you a check later.
Yeah, please do. Make it out to Jeff Winehouse.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, I think the end game of why they don't want to stop any of this is if you only had a chip in you.
Oh, you know what? And that's what I brought up to Sheila. Sheila, again, this
you
is
Googled
a...
You Googled Mondex?
Mondex?
Money and the Dexterity. MONDEX. They've already developed the smart card, and it's they're testing. The people are taking it. They're even putting it in our soldiers, saying that we need to know where our soldiers are when they're lost. But what is it doing? Because what did we lose? Seven guys on a weekend, and they're still looking for them? But they're getting wealthy people to put them in their kids. They're getting, in case they're kidnapped, they're getting people to put them in their dogs. They're testing the chip.
Oh, and that's
Mondex
is
money and the Dexterity. And if you'll see on it, it's to put it in the right hand or the forehead. And that's exactly out of Revelations 13.
So yeah,
the only way
you'll
be able to buy and sell in the marketplace. And that's the fear about your identity, is that you won't be recognized except the chip. The DNA is how many millimeters away from wherever they're going to put the chip. But they're trying to convince people already to use the chip.
Well, this falls, what we're talking about today falls right in line with that. It goes hand in hand with it.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you had, not even over the last month or so, 45 million identities stolen from TJ Maxx. And,
yes.
And, you know, and you every day you're hearing more and more about identity theft.
Well,
and we could have stopped this in 98. But these citizens are fighting this individually. I just sent a New York Times article into the station. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it yet, Michael, but it's July 4th of 2006, New York Times article. If you Google New York Times July 4 and put in identity thief, the man was arrested three times but not held until he made well over $150,000 in cash and merchandise. And at this point, the DA's office stopped counting. The reason why they do is they just need a $150,000 article to prosecute.
Yeah.
Right,
and
that's the magic number, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what they did with him, and he said he doesn't know how much money he earned, but he was arrested three times in 3 years. And what the prosecutor said was that these crimes are very similar to other crimes that we're noticing. Now, what he did, he had pristine driver's licenses in several different names. He was wiring money back to himself on credit cards that were stolen as pre-approved credit cards that came out. On accounts that were stolen, and online he was having this money sent to himself. But it's all in that book. It's all in their training. And he said there were days, within a day and a half, I could earn $20,000. And they're told right in the book, if they're not earning $30,000 to $40,000 within a month, that they need to come back for additional training.
Unreal.
Yeah, it really is. But, the end game is... if you only had a chip, and
that is where they're going. I don't know if you have a chance to Google Mondex.
Not yet.
Smart card also.
Well, the government, as we know, isn't doing much to prevent it, and it seems almost like they're promoting it. You know.
Well, yeah, ultimately.
But it's in our Declaration of Independence that if those in government that we have placed in government do not protect our rights as citizens, we're to stand up and remove them. And put people in position, and we never should have allowed people to turn our Congress and Senate positions into retirement positions with their own pension plan.
Sister, I hear you.
You know, when it started, they went to Washington, D.C. when they had to make decisions. They never turned it into a full-time career. Those guys were actually business owners who were actually dealing with the laws that were being passed.
Yeah, now they're not.
Now they've removed themselves even from our own retirement system.
Well, yeah, and the majority of them are lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, how can you be a lawyer and be making laws? Isn't that a conflict of interest? Kind of like a doctor making diseases, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, it says right in the Declaration of Independence that they should not put in trivial things. And if you look at a lot of laws they passed, just in California, the voters had to vote on 210, I think, laws across this state. And it even included how many newspapers you could take out of those free bins.
Wow.
Our news people were just putting it on. And what is the purpose of making laws about all these different kinds of things? This isn't what they were put in a position of government for.
Hmm. Yeah, it's all about the money, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, they'll tell you, just follow the money. Look at all the fraud and corruption.
You don't solve any crime, just follow who got paid.
That's the yellow brick road, yes. And then
my congressman who told me to go onto a fifth Social Security number and wouldn't even help me when Social Security was just telling him we're reviewing your file. I said, don't you demand answers? That congressman, he was a fighter pilot and a recognized veteran out of Vietnam. 32 years he was in Congress. He's now in prison on fraud charges.
And which congressman was this?
Cunningham?
Duke Cunningham. You know, I saw a special on the History Channel. He was a fighter pilot in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have a whole segment on him and his co-pilot that were fighting a couple of MiGs over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't say anything about it for about the first 10 or 15 minutes. And they said, yes, it was Colonel or whatever, Major Duke Cunningham. And I said, oh, this guy's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, look at Traficant. He's in jail.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another guy they put on the bus for years.
They throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
All right, we got to run. Yeah, got to go to a break. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. We'll go to Randy in Michigan when we get back. It's Michael Herzog with my guest, Sheila Holm. We'll be back in three. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Long segment coming up here. Before I get back to my guest and the caller, you might want to pick up a pen and call area code 702-433-6222. Again, that's 702-433-6222. On our website, republicbroadcasting.org, we've got an advertiser called this research page is from Privacy Crisis, and it locks out snoops from your credit files. We're on that subject today. It says that they are telling you how to live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone taps, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, bank secretly, make money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more. When I get off the air today, I'm going to go in there and look around. I don't know. See what happens. But anyway, getting back to my guest, Sheila Holm. Sheila, you want to take another call?
Sure.
All right, let's go to Randy in Michigan. Randy, you're on with Michael and Sheila. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
And ladies. My question is, or my concerns is, you know, as we look around the internet, you've got all these different organizations that they all think they've got the magic bullet. They've all got the right paperwork to somehow get us out of the IRS system, which I find a little skeptical. But I mean, how are you supposed to rationalize with the government that doesn't rationalize? Like Joe Bannister was saying on an interview on TV once, instead of pulling out the chair, they pull out a club, and that's exactly what they do to us.
Oh, I agree. And that's been my argument as well. I mean, you know, you sit there and you start talking about, you know, there is no law. And I give out, as you know, Randy, I give out copies of Freedom to Fascism all the time. My friend Bobby does that. But you know what? I mean, yes, there is no law. And yes, we can, you know, we ask them to show us the law. But yet, you know, it doesn't matter to them. Our arguments are, in their words, frivolous. Well, no, they're not frivolous, okay? But it doesn't make any difference because that's their mindset, because they're compartmentalized, they're brainwashed, and that's what they're told to say. So,
right.
Yeah. So
I called anonymously to the IRS, and they just tell me, well, that's just the way it is. If you don't like it, go somewhere else and live. I don't accept that as an answer. I'm not going to. I mean, here we are in supposedly the greatest free country ever, and we ask a question about, you know, where's the law? And they say, oh, it's in Title 26. Oh, it's here. Oh, it's there. I had a senator playing games with me like that in Michigan, say, oh, it's in Title 26. I send her a letter back and say, can you send me the photocopy of the language that you're referring to? Because this isn't making any sense. They don't respond.
Well, they don't respond because they can't respond, Randy.
Right. They try to mislead.
Right. But they I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sheila.
The reason why I went on to a forced Social Security number is the day that the Superior Court judges were sentenced to prison, there was a federal tax lien, IRS lien, filed against me personally in the Superior Court where they were sentenced that day. And it was against the corporation. And by that time, the corporation had been closed for 8 years. And it had taken me that long to bring all of them to justice and figure out the truth about all of this. And so I called the IRS, and I insisted that I was coming to their office to look at the file. And they said, well, we don't even have a file. And I said, I know you don't. It's beyond 7 years. You don't have a file. So I need you to remove this lien. And they refused to remove the lien, said I still had to pay it. They had the right to pursue against it. And they don't even have a file on a corporation that they say I owe this lien against.
Yeah, and so Randy's question is, how do you deal with people like this?
Well, yeah, because let me throw another example. Remember the great Irwin Schiff, they say the grandfather of the tax movement?
Oh, yes.
Where he's on record saying, but Your Honor, the Supreme Court said, and the judge says, irrelevant. Did not. How is the Supreme Court irrelevant? I mean, I can't sit down at the table and rationalize with judges and lawmakers that think that the Supreme Court is irrelevant.
Well, I know. We're a little
That's
off.
That's not what I was taught in high school.
We're a little off topic here, Randy.
But the majority of citizens that I, because I speak about identity theft across the nation, I used to know a Randy that grew up in Bloomfield Hills in Michigan.
Oh, not me.
Anyway, as I speak across the nation, when people ask about this, I have met citizen after citizen after citizen that has paid off fraud credit of 20 to 40,000, just because what happens is there's a whole other industry. It's an unsecured credit card that these illegals are using. It is not a credit debt that a citizen has to pay off because it's unsecured. It's not secured. But what they'll do is perfect it as a judgment through these collection people that are run also by attorneys that have set up these businesses. So then what it does is it becomes a perfected judgment against you as a citizen, and it was never your fraud credit. It only got attached to your credit record because of your Social Security number. So I've met citizen after citizen after citizen paying off 20, 30, 40,000 in fraud credit just to try and keep their credit scores clear. And all it does is once you recognize the fraud credit, it's just like people who ignore their credit for 6 years, and then all of a sudden in the seventh year they get enough money to start paying it off. Once you start paying on it, it becomes a new negative credit.
Well,
against
they,
your record
they
that sits on there for 7 years, even if you pay it off, the negative record becomes worse on your credit file. Do you know what I mean? So the system is now structured in such a way to operate against us when we operate in integrity, operate in cleaning everything up, operate in paying everything off. And these citizens are like, well, I'm just shocked. I'm paying off 40,000 of credit that isn't even mine to keep my credit score up, and it's ruining my credit And I said, that's because you're activating a file that's a fraud file. And if you would let it just die, but we're not built like that.
Well,
as
citizens. That sounds like insanity
to say that
at all.
Yeah, Randy Sheila, let me interject something there. Okay. You know, now that we brought up this can of worms.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I have been getting a telephone call that's an automated telephone call from a collection agency that is a spinoff of another collection agency that I was getting a telephone call from. And it's an automated call. It automatically calls you and says, this is Reuben Schwartz, and you need to call this number right away. It's a very important matter. They don't call you. And this is over a $71 bank bill that I went into the bank and I thought I'd cleared up a year ago. Okay, so now they're calling me up. So when I call this number, they're telling me that I owe this bill. Okay, but yet what I find curious about it is that they have admitted that this Reuben Schwartz, that the gentleman that is on the tape, does not even exist,
right.
Number one. Okay, number two, under the Federal Debt Collection Act, if you notify them in writing, they cannot even contact you. Number three is that what I understand is these collection agencies buy this paper from the bank for like pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And then they act like they're collecting on behalf of the creditor, which is a fraud in itself.
And what you pay them doesn't pay off the creditor, so it never clears your credit. And citizens aren't aware of this.
Right.
Citizens are not aware of this.
So I ultimately sent them a certified letter last week telling them under the Federal Debt Collection Act, do not contact me again. And they cannot do that any longer. But now, also, you know, there was a caller that called in, and I was listening to John's show or Rick Adams or somebody's show, and there was a caller that called in on the subject content talking about there's a certain thing that you can do to write these creditors that says, please provide me a copy with the contract that I have signed with you, you know, that I owe this money. And since they can't produce a copy of the contract because they bought this collection for pennies on the dollar, they ultimately go away. And you know what? It works. I did it. And
it does work 6 months, and they can't contact. They don't contact at all.
Well,
but
legal
citizens who operate in integrity don't operate like that. They keep going, it's my debt, I'll take care of it, I'll do this, I'll do that. And all they're doing is reactivating the negative report on their credit bureau.
Right. Well, go ahead, Randy.
Oh, yeah. The one thing to really make a collection agency is mad is basically like what let's say, for example, you know you owe the debt. You send a collection agency, do not contact me anymore, go back to the original person that you owe, and just pay it off. That makes a collection agency mad because then they don't get their cut.
And they've also lost the money that they paid.
Are you ready for this? It still doesn't clear up your credit because they've written you off with the credit bureaus and sold it to those people.
Right, so they can't come back then, right? Once they've written it off, okay?
Once they've written it off, you don't owe it to them anyway. And once they've written it off, you paying them off doesn't help you at all. Isn't that awful? I mean, that's totally against how we were raised. But once they, within 3 to 6 months, they've turned it over to these credit companies, and they've moved on.
Right.
They've already told the credit bureaus, you didn't pay it, it's done.
And so,
and no matter what you do to clear it up, it doesn't get cleared up on the credit bureaus. They don't have to clear it up.
Right, and so ultimately, you know, let's say you have a bill of $100 that some creditor or some credit bureau or credit agency bought, the collection agency.
Mm-hmm.
They pay anywhere between 5 and 10 cents on the dollar for it, or even less than that in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
They go, from what I understand, they'll go into a bank with these people that have accounts. And here's another thing that the banks do, is that if you have a balance of $10, $15, $20 in the bank, and you just let it go, and you say, well, you know, that's fine, whatever. They will deliberately, even if the money is not in your account and they know it's not there, if you have a charge that you have put on a debit or something,
mm-hmm.
they will deliberately pay that charge so they can charge you now. They never used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now they will pay that charge so they can charge you a fee, a double fee. It's like
mm-hmm.
$30 and then another $30 so they can charge you for that. They never used to do that 30 years ago.
That sounds mm-hmm. like fraud.
Well, actually, no, it's not, because in the small print that you read, you know what? If you go in and you sign for a debit, and I'm talking about, you know how you go into these, oh, you know, let's call it MajorLeagueBaseball.com, and you sign up and it's like $50 it's $15 a month. And then at some point in time, you decide that you're not going to have that bank account anymore, and you forgot all about it, which has
mm-hmm.
happened to me before. I forgot all about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I leave the account going. I'm thinking to myself, well, there's nothing left in there. I don't have to bother to close the account. Well, along comes this Major League Baseball debit for $15, and they turn around and charge me a fee of twice as much as what the debit is, okay, because they paid it anyway. Even though I did not have the money in my account, they'll pay it anyway, then they charge me for the money that they paid out, plus they charge me for their fee. And they never used to do that 30 years ago. So, I mean, this is, you know, the depth of this scam. And it's, and Sheila, it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere you turn anymore. I mean, the American people are literally being raped 8 ways to Sunday.
But we have solutions to this. But what, there's a book out called The Tipping Point, and friends gave it to me because they said, you haven't reached the tipping point yet because you haven't said this to enough people. And I said, I'm speaking in front of thousands of people. But what happens is identity theft is isolated, and you operate in this alone. And even though I did all the investigation and brought all the truth forward, it didn't matter unless I wanted to go hire a criminal attorney and go after these people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they're fraudulent anyway, what are you going to get by the time you pay a criminal attorney and go after them? But the sad part is when I put the law together in 2004, it says that there's an automatic prison term. The only people who are serving that automatic any automatic term, jail or prison, are legal American citizens. The foreign nationals that
right.
are here illegally
mm-hmm.
are not serving any time and are not even arrested unless they're already on a terror list or have been proven to have committed another crime. But all they do once they commit a crime in this country is change Social Security numbers again.
Right, and it takes me right back to my wife, who is Scottish, and she's not an American citizen,
mm-hmm.
is that if you do not have a driver's license, she's got an international driver's license in the UK.
Right.
And she didn't have a Social Security number at the time. And she can open a bank, she can do whatever she wants to do, okay, and they'll let her go. But if you're an American citizen, you cannot open a bank account without a Social Security number. If you
exactly.
get pulled, they're looking for a reason to get you into the system.
The system.
Right. Go ahead.
I've got something else I want to weigh in on here.
Go ahead, Randy.
You know, just back to the IRS for a second here.
Here we go. Go ahead.
I love this issue, man, because, I mean, you know, when they come...
Yes, bashing, I love them too, Randy. Go ahead.
when they come bashing through your door, you know, they have no... Whether you own the house or not, they have no respect for personal property. And then they wonder... Then the government wonders... Wow, man, just why do people hate us? Because you go crashing through doors, you go off killing innocent people, Ruby Ridge, Waco. I mean, what does the government expect the people to act? You know, they act like we're just going to sit there and take it and be like little lemmings. You know, what they don't obviously understand is through the blood, all the way back to our founding fathers, we have this long history of rebellion against tyrants.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they are. They're
That's what the Declaration of Independence is about. I went back and reread it because someone said you should have a segment of this in your film script. And I said, the Declaration of Independence, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He said, no, read on.
You know,
and if
you
go back and look at the Declaration of Independence, that's exactly why it was established. And that's exactly why when they will not protect our rights as citizens, we are to make changes.
Yeah, I mean, what does our founding father document say? It says when any form of government becomes destructive or
yes.
corrupt, it's the right of us to alter and abolish it.
Yeah.
How do we do that? We can try to do it peacefully, or you know, Ed and Lane Brown, they're doing it the way they think is right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's really no right or wrong. People have to do what they have to do because, like I said, we're trying to rationalize with an irrational government. They don't think like us. They just think, oh, we're all crazy, we're kooks, and that somehow we want to kill the government, when that's not the case. You know, we're trying to bring this truth. The judges denied the documents to be the jury trial. It's a kangaroo court system. They've done it to Irwin Schiff. They tried to do it to Joe Bannister. They're trying to do it to Ed and Lane Brown, which so far they succeeded. I mean,
no,
how
they
long
haven't
is this going to go on?
Randy, they haven't succeeded yet. Now,
not
Ed
yet.
And Lane,
I mean, they're locked up in their house. But
well, they've done
freedom.
They did it to Dixon Cannon. They did it to Larkin Rose. They did it to Irwin Schiff. Okay.
Exactly.
And yes, they're railroading people. But you know, here's an example where Ed and Elaine Brown have stood up and said, "No, you're not going to do this to us."
Absolutely.
And
I agree with them.
And really, I'm not. You know, I'm not one to pick up an AK-47 and run up there to Plainfield. But
right.
I did put forth a solution at the top of the second hour here, which I believe that the government, you know, if they are literally rationally thinking individuals, it is a plausible solution for everybody concerned. Just back off, take a deep breath, say, Kus Fraba.
But that's not the way the government thinks, because they're like, you know, we're the big bad government, and if you don't do it our way, we're going to take you down.
Well,
they're rational.
Yeah, but in this case, they're at a stalemate, okay, because they're really kind of damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Right.
So in this case, they might want to rethink it, because they can always, you know, they can indict a ham sandwich. They can always turn around and find additional charges if that's what they want to do. you know. But in the meantime, they can back off. They don't have to lose any face. Elaine Brown can relax, you know, and all the Patriots can put down their arms and say, okay, we don't have to run up there. So it's a win-win situation for everybody. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do it, okay? I'm just saying that's would be my
right.
solution to it, okay? And I think it's a plausible solution over and above some of these networks out there. Some of these talk show hosts are on there, and they're just, you know, sensationalizing this whole thing. And it's almost like buying a hockey ticket to go watch the fight instead of the game. You know, so, you know, I'm a reasonable thinking person that tries to look for a peaceable solution to this.
Well, and that's why I keep talking about the solutions to identity theft. And I was only talking to the government sources because I felt they could do something about it. But they're so slow on doing policy and procedure changes. They're so slow on the uptake on any of this.
Well,
and they just
criminals.
Don't seem to get what's happening.
Well, they're engaged in criminal activities.
But, you know, if you look at it from the other perspective, they're us. We can make a change in this. There's no guarantee that the employees that are in the government are legal either. If Social Security won't cross-check the Social Security numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So citizens have to stand up and demand. There's two things that we have to do immediately. One is we have to cross-check Social Security numbers because otherwise the government's going to put in play a way to fine all of the businesses that have illegal people. And the and I was a human resources manager, and when they show you the documents, you cannot ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
We've got schools out here in California where there isn't even an English-speaking student.
Oh.
The parents don't speak English, and the schools cannot ask if the parents are legal.
All right, real quick, Randy, we're going to have to go to a break, then I'm going to have to let you go because I got some stuff I got to cover before the end of the hour. Go ahead.
All right, that's just because the government fails to do anything about the border crisis. They're all criminals. I hope Ron Paul's the man that's going to take
that's,
care of this
That's
problem.
The guy, and I'm going to talk about him this week.
All right, bye.
Got to let you go. Thanks. All right, we're going to a break. We'll be back with my special guest, Sheila Holm, in 3 minutes for the final segment. Stick with us. Got more to say.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times.
Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, we're back. Final segment, American Awakening. Hey, listen, for all you guys out there, if you have a show like I do, or you got some company over and your panties getting a bunch and your blood pressure goes up because you get on the subject of government or whatever else you're getting on that really aggravates you, I'd suggest you go into www.herbalhealer.com and you can get some sacred anointing oils or have a bulk herbal tea or just take a hot bath and maybe there's some homeopathic remedies you might want to look at. It's a great company, folks. They've got bulk herbs in there as well. So www.herbalhealer.com. And also on the subject of the identity theft, go into www.privacycrisis.com if you've got a concern about that and see what those people have to say about it, okay? I'm going to go in after I get off the show. So getting back, final thoughts here, Sheila, on what's going on.
I do have a one page. It's on my site that gives them exactly what's going on. Foreign nationals are being mainstreamed into our nation and being accepted as though they're legal. But they have no consequences.
Yeah, and you know,
it's
John.
All done with Social Security numbers.
Yeah, John McCain's on. I'm watching John McCain on the debates the other night, just sticking up for the undocumented immigrants coming in here and talking about how they're fighting for our country and they want to be Americans.
Well,
that's not the deal at all.
The problem is they're calling them immigrants. They're not immigrants. Immigration is a legal process.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to stop calling them even illegal immigrants. And I have even done it. But they are foreign nationals who have no rights until they go through the immigration process.
Right. And
by having no consequences with all these crimes they're committing, because they've even gone in, and O'Reilly had the local people on, and the local people are supposed to fight identity theft. It's a federal crime. And so they went into a machinist union in Pennsylvania one evening, and the feds wouldn't come and arrest the people. They found nine that were there on illegal documents. All nine were released. One man was held because he didn't change his Social Security number and identity after he committed a sexual predator crime in Florida. That's the only reason why he was held.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable.
Nobody else was held, and they've committed crimes against the citizens. So what we were talking about just before we went into the break, I'm fighting to try and get the brochures and the structuring for the Identity Theft Resource Center here in San Diego to get them made for them. Qualcomm may finance this. We're not certain yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes about $25,000 to get the brochures out. They can clean up the credit. When I wrote the Talking Points memo in 2003, it was to do two things. One is to get the cross-checking of Social Security numbers so that we're not employing people who are not legally here.
Right.
Number two is cross-checking within the credit bureaus, because the credit bureaus are not cross-checking when the fraud input comes into them. They're actually validating the fraud to every car dealership, doctor, hospital, absolutely everybody that does a credit check. You don't know. There's no difference between a legal credit bureau report and a fraud credit bureau report. And the fraud ones are running parallel in the system at the same time. So until we do that, now what I really need is some help putting a new credit bureau together, because so long as we're under the current credit bureau system, we're not going to get anywhere, because the law is that they have to report on the same businesses in a same or similar manner and provide a same or similar score. And because the 2004 credit bureau law was to give you a clean report when you requested it, give you a free one every year, you don't have to go on the internet. Do not go on the internet and supply any of your personal information to get a credit bureau report. You can get it for free, which is the law.
Mm-hmm.
They have to clean up any fraud within 30 days. And they're still not doing that, which is why I'm helping the Identity Theft Resource Center.
Okay, real quick, if you've got a contact number you want to give out or a website.
Well, the website, SheilaHolm.com, SheilaHolm.com.
All right. Got to run, dear. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on and having patience with me through this other issue that we were talking about.
Sure.
Okay, and I'll have you up again, all right?
Super.
Thank you so much, Sheila.
Look forward to it.
All right, bye-bye. Listen, this is Michael Herzog, the end of another day, the American Awakening. Stay tuned for National Intel Report with my friends John Stattmiller. He'll be up in just a couple of minutes, so stick around. I'm sure he's got something really good to talk about. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Don't have time to go.
With recent